From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. In the two decades since scientists identified the cause of AIDS, some of the most heartbreaking stories have been about children infected with the HIV virus in hospitals through dirty syringes and needles. You may remember the orphans in Romania. More recently, there was the case of the 400 children infected in a Libyan hospital. The government there sparked an international outcry by accusing foreign medical workers of deliberately infecting their young patients. Now there's been a sharp rise in the number of HIV cases among infants in Kazakhstan. And this has led to charges of negligence and corruption against doctors, nurses, and healthcare officials in the former Soviet Republic. Since last summer, 96 infants have tested positive for HIV. Experts believe they were infected while undergoing treatment at local hospitals in southern Kazakhstan. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the city of Shymkent.
Borjan and Arujan Alsidev are 1.5-year-old twins. He's a little bigger. She seems more talkative. The bond between the two toddlers is unmistakable. When Borjan stumbles and starts crying, Arujan also bursts into tears. But there's a major difference between these two children. There are two large lumps behind Borjan's ears, swollen lymph nodes. Last August, little Borjan tested positive for HIV. His twin sister does not have the virus. Their father, Kanat, thinks his son was infected when he was treated for pneumonia at a local hospital during the winter of 2006.
The doctor said we need blood. We need blood. We didn't understand. Did my son really need a blood transfusion? Well, for your child, you'll do anything. So we paid for the transfusion.
Borjan is among at least 96 infant HIV cases to have been detected so far in southern Kazakhstan. When the rash of cases was first noted last summer, the government of Kazakhstan asked the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to conduct an investigation.
Immediately we identified that main issue was blood transfusion.
Michael Favorov, the head of the CDC's Central Asia office, says the children were likely exposed to the virus through contaminated blood that was used as a treatment in local hospitals.
We showed that one child, 8 months old child, during that 8 months, get 24 blood transfusions. Just to boost his immunity was an explanation. And that's clearly no evidence for that, except a huge amount of risk, not only HIV and many other diseases like hepatitis.
Favorov says there may have been a financial incentive to explain why healthcare practitioners used blood transfusions so often to treat illnesses like pneumonia and bronchitis.
We call it a black market of blood. The blood is a product, and when you have that situation that it might be income generation through unnecessary blood transfusion, that might be the case.
Before testing positive for HIV, more than two-thirds of the infected children were treated here at the 6th Regional Children's Hospital in Shymkent. In the hallways of this crumbling concrete building, parents and their children wait to see their doctors. This is where Selma Arazova says her baby grandson, Sayat, was treated for pneumonia in January of 2006. Arazova still has the receipt a doctor gave her after she paid the equivalent of $22 for a blood transfusion. A few months later, Sayat tested positive for HIV. That, says Arazova, is when friends and relatives began treating her family like outcasts. First, the baby's father abandoned his 22-year-old wife and newborn son, leaving them both at Arazova's house.
Even I was afraid at first to hold the baby in my arms. I wondered if I could get sick just by touching him.
Arazova, her daughter, and the 16-month-old baby have moved to a university dormitory. They all live together here in a single room, keeping Sayat's illness secret from the neighbors. Arazova blames the doctors for their predicament. If you ask me, we shouldn't interrogate these doctors, she says. We should line them up and shoot them. Instead, the government of Kazakhstan has suspended 21 healthcare professionals and put them on trial. In the courtroom, the state prosecutor is clearly outmatched by a team of a dozen highly paid defense attorneys. The families of the HIV-infected children are mostly poor farmers. Among the accused is the former head of the province's health department, who is the sister of one of the country's most powerful politicians. She and the other defendants are all denying any wrongdoing. The defendants are facing a maximum penalty of about 5 years in prison. The parents of the twins, Barjan and Aruzhan Alsidov, have taken matters into their own hands. They created a foundation that's raised more than $1 million to help the families of the growing number of tiny victims who got HIV in Kazakhstan's hospitals. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Shymkent, Kazakhstan.
And one footnote, the U.S. State Department reports that one of the children infected with HIV in Kazakhstan has been adopted by an American family. The department urges parents who've adopted children from southern Kazakhstan to consult with their children's physicians. Parents considering international adoption can consult the department's website. And to learn about HIV outbreaks among young hospital patients in Romania and Libya, visit npr.org.